Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nine.
Eight picks over the weekend. Brad went 4-4 at one point after Boston covered for you on Saturday. That 9.5, you were 4-2. You had a winning record, which we don't like around here. No. Although we understand that everybody's, you know, everybody's got
everybody
a pride.
Gets lucky now and then.
Well,
and
too,
pride is involved with these
involved
picks.
There.
That's why, and it's going to get easier as these playoffs go on.
But the one, I don't know if you remember the one you said you were most confident about, that Denver number. Lakers ended up showing you a little bit of pride there. You end up losing that one. Then the Knicks beat the Sixers to drop you to 4-4. It runs, and listeners will be eager to hear this. Your season record is now 10-19.
Yeah.
And so for those that have faded Brad Carson, and we always say, you know, fade him, make single bets here.
We're not parlaying these
picks. That's not the way to win here. On the season, your record is 10-19.
Mm-hmm.
You are still 9 games under 500 for our listeners.
Yes.
That's 19-10 if you have been fading Brad Carson. That's still a great clip, 65.5% winning clip. That's better than most experts are picking winners. So
no,
you're still there.
It's way up there, and it's because we discovered that on FanDuel, I have the highest rated, you know, I can gamble the most money because I'm the biggest loser.
So even after a 4-4, 500 weekend, we are still operating at a really winning clip.
Yeah.
Our listeners are if they are fading. So three games tonight. I'll set it up for you, Brad. Celtics, Heat. Celtics looked good in Game 3, 104-84. That's after the Heat took Game 2, and we're all coming in here concerned. Man, what's Jason Tatum doing? He's not being aggressive, being passive. He was good, scored 22 points, was much more aggressive, 11 rebounds, 6 assists. They roll. Game 4 tonight, you've got the Boston Celtics as a 10.5-point favorite to FanDuel. Is that the number you have?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So, how you feeling?
Celtics are 2-1 in this series. They're closing this thing out. The Heat are banged up. It's on TNT at 6:30. The line... Celtics minus 10.5. There's the wolf sound effect. We're giving a go with the Celtics. You said
Brad's got Celtics minus 10.5.
Yes.
He's going with the Celtics to cover tonight.
They're going to close this thing out, and it'll be the Celtics. They'll go up 3-1 and then eventually go to 4-1 and win the series.
If last game was any indication, it looked like they were done playing. But, again, I've seen the Celtics team before when I thought they were locked in.
Yep.
They come back out, and they put up a stinker.
Yes.
So we'll see. It really goes as Jason Tatum goes. Again, he's got to lead, be aggressive. He was that last game.
You like the Celtics?
I actually do. I don't like that.
That's a big number.
It is a big number.
You got to get 10.5 points here from FanDuel. So that's the mission here.
No, and they failed. They failed you in Game 2 when you had them covering. So they could certainly do it again in Game 4. Brad's got Celtics minus 10.5.
Yep.
All right, moving on. Next, Thunder Pelicans.
Yep.
That one is 3-0. Pelicans now looking at an 0-3 deficit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not looking good without Zion. Like we mentioned, the number is OKC favored by 5, minus 5.
Okay,
let's
minus 5
you.
Now. FanDuel,
has
I think,
it gone?
It's gone down
that
to
4.5. That was
right
before the show. Oh, my gosh, it's moving.
It's gone down to 4.5.
Okay, we'll clock it. We'll lock it in at 4.5.
So
what you like?
We're locking this at 4.5, and we're going to go with the Thunder to close out the series against the Pelicans. Pelicans haven't put up much of a fight here.
Once again, Brad, going with the road team.
Yes.
No? Wasn't that the strategy you employed over the weekend?
I did that at the end of the weekend. I'm going to have one change on that as we get into the third pick here in just a second.
Right.
But I'm going with the Celtics and Thunder minus 4.5.
And finally, all right, he's got both road teams so far.
Yeah.
You've got Lakers, Nuggets, and the nightcap, 9 o'clock on TNT.
Yep.
Obviously, the Lakers were able to stave off elimination over the weekend, winning 119-108. All that said, Not sure. I think we all know they're going down in the series. The only question is, can they extend it? Brad, the Nuggets are 7-point favorites. Last I looked at the line. Okay, we got the same number. What you like?
7 is a lot of points when you're talking about a closeout game against a prideful Lakers squad. So this is the pick out of the three that I'm the least confident in, believe it or not. I know that sounds strange because the Nuggets have looked great, but 7 points in a closeout game seems like a lot of points to me, but I'm still rolling with the Nuggets -7 to close out the series tonight on TNT at 9 o'clock.
So you win all road teams. Again.
Well, the Nuggets go back home, right? Don't they get to home?
Are they? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm looking at. I'm looking at Saturday this weekend.
No, so
result.
I think they're gonna close this out in front of their home crowd. I think. Yeah.
I apologize.
No,
for that.
No worries.
So Brad's got officially now. We'll go back through. You have got Celtics -10.5.
Yep.
You have got Thunder -4.5.
Got it.
And you have the Nuggets, who are at home, -7.
That's it.
There's Brad's picks.
Pick the opposite.
You know what to do, I think is the phrase.
Gamble at your own risk for amusement only.
But fade him and do it singularly. Don't parlay these. That's our advice. Yeah. Always do it responsibly, of course. All right, we got plenty more to get to in the rundown. We'll do that when we get back. You're listening to Jason and John, 929 FM, ESPN.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every day around this time we do the rundown. Let's do it.
It's the rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
First off, was breaking news within the last hour. We'll repeat Adrian Wojnarowski. I usually don't have trouble saying that. That's why we go with Woj. Reporting that Jaden Quaintance, who the Tigers were at one point associated with and going to have on campus for a visit, 16-year-old center, ranked number 2 prospect in his class, is going to sign with Arizona State. And again, I just saw Munn's tweet. He has talked with Jaden Quaintance's dad, who indeed did confirm that they won't be making that visit to Memphis after all, that this is indeed done. So shout-out to Jason Munn's. Again, shout-out to Woj on the news. This was news. And we'll do a little bit of Memphis recruiting here. This was news that we had hoped for, frankly, that Memphis would either move off or that Jaden would get a bid too high for Memphis to mess with when it came to NIL. Brad and I discussed for Arizona State, it looks like a desperation move.
Yep.
You know, for Bobby Hurley, who, again, when you're comparing what he's done to what his brother's done, it doesn't compare. And maybe he's looking to have, again, a little bit more of a splash. Taking a risk here. There's no question about it. But you are, again, you're talking about having him potentially for 2 years. Again, we would throw into that conversation, too, the information that John gave us last week that they were looking for a year-to-year deal, though. This isn't a two-year deal where you got him signed, sealed, delivered for the NIL. You're done. He's not transferring. You're talking about having to revisit this after a year at Arizona State. So that's why I say it's really risky for Hurley over at Arizona State. But what it does end is any flirtations when it comes to Memphis and Jaden Quaintance. A lot of Tigers fans were holding out hope that you'd have another five-star up in here to go with what Penny's done in terms of the transfer portal. All that said, there's many ways to skin the cat, and frankly, thought it was probably a better idea to go a little safer. And again, whether that looks like a Musa Cisse to go with Dane Danger and Nicholas Jourdain or a couple of other bigs, I think you've got safer paths to go. Now, also on the recruiting tip, we haven't seen any news of a commitment. And typically, you know, when it comes to Memphis, those have a tendency to follow pretty quickly behind visits. But TJ Bamba, the Villanova transfer, was here, I believe, Thursday and Friday over the weekend. 6'5 guard, averaged 10.1 points, 3.6 rebounds, 1.8 assists, shot 37% from three-point range. It was one of the things that Penny Hardaway talked about on his final coaches show that aired yesterday, said they got to get more shooting up in here. And Bamba would be a guy who's, you know, was good enough last year. Again, was the leading scorer for Villanova. He had 13, but not overly impressive in terms of that game against Memphis, but that team effort was. And the way that Bamba plays in that Big East, physical, a lot like David Jones. He's going to rebound for you. He's going to play tough defensively. He digs in. Would look really good next year in a Tigers uniform, as far as I'm concerned. He started as a three-star recruit, but, you know, he's got that Villanova toughness that you like. So I'm hopeful that news will come soon from Bamba, who does have some other schools involved, obviously, Oregon among them. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, in terms of recruiting news, immediate recruiting news from Memphis, still nothing real concrete yet on Musa Cisse, who, you know, Red's got a ton of work to do academically to get eligible.
I read that same story.
Right, and transferring from Ole Miss. And
summer work probably will be in his future if he wants to come to Memphis or even go back to Oklahoma State. And those are really his two only options.
Because of the credits that he's lost, over all of these transfers, having to go back to where you were, it looks like best option because some of those credits will stand up
where
they haven't. Right, exactly. So if it comes down to the two of those, you know, you'd feel like you got a pretty good shot there. And again, we know about Musa and Penny's relationship. And the fact is, Musa, you know, while still raw, he's still, you know, still kind of the same player offensively. And, doesn't do much defensively, which is clearly what Penny Hardaway is trying to get back to. He talked about on the coach's show, getting back to that identity. Musa makes a lot of sense. So I'll tell you, safe play here, probably a good thing. Mm-hmm. Be great if Memphis gets TJ Bamba, especially, Brad, in the case that we find out David Jones is going to put his name in the transfer portal. I see there are some reports out there, or at least a tweet out there, that David Jones plans to do that. While I believe that may eventually be the case, I think we've stated it out here. It makes a lot of sense financially for David Jones to sort of put himself on the market. I can't put any stock yet into the reports that are out there that he is going to put his name in the transfer portal. So, like we said in the first hour, it's wait and see right now, and you'll know by Wednesday, May 1st, the deadline for graduate transfers to have their name in the transfer portal. New rule, and again, that wasn't the case on April 12th when Penny Hardaway said, I feel good about David Jones coming back 70-30. We'll see if things have changed. Hopefully have an update on that story within the next couple of days. Could come as soon as today. We shall see on David Jones. But, you know, again, be on the lookout. We'll see whether TJ Bamba elects to take other visits, whether he's ready to commit. My hope for Memphis is that they can land him. Would be a great replacement, along with what you've got. You know, Tyrese Hunter, Colby Rogers, P.J. Haggerty would be a great replacement, a great way to move forward from David Jones. But, of course, like we said, Penny Hardaway still holding out hope.
Next story.
This story was reported on Friday afternoon after y'all's show from REG Channel 3. And a sad story. Bartlett Panthers senior track and cross-country runner Gabriel Higginbotham passed away unexpectedly on Friday, the same day he was set to pick up his cat and gown for graduation at Bartlett High School. Higginbottom unexpectedly passed away after he was just at home. This wasn't during a race. This is the second one. He had a heart attack 2 years ago following a race in Pensacola, Florida. He had surgery for that. He was doing fine for the last 2 years. But Higginbottom unexpectedly passed away on Friday. His mother shared the news with his cross-country team and coaches at Bartlett. And here's the statement from his team and the Bartlett Touchdown Club issuing this statement on Facebook. The Bartlett Panther family has suffered a great loss. Senior Gabriel Higginbottom has gained his wings. He wore a smile, loved with his whole heart. He was a proud Christian and an amazing friend. Please keep him, his friends, family, and cross-country family here at Bartlett in your prayers in the days ahead. We know he is running in the golden streets of heaven. Just a really sad story. He was going to graduate on May the 6th, Jason, and we're seeing these kind of stories. We saw it not as tragic, but you see even LeBron's son having a heart issue. It's imperative that you get these things checked out. And in this case, it wasn't due to the race. The race heart attack happened 2 years ago. This happens just 2 years later and ends his life just tragically just before he's set to graduate. You see a few of these here and there.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, very sad story out of Bartlett. So,
yeah, that's as tragic as it gets. Mm-hmm. I can't do anything but, wish for peace
prayers
for his family.
Very sad. So thinking of the Bartlett community and all of those in Bartlett and our friend Gabriel Higginbottom and the whole team there at Bartlett High School.
Next story.
NFL draft. We touched a little bit about, you know, what the Bears did. And we'll get into some grades maybe in hour three. But good news for Memphis Tiger Blake Watson. Now, he did go undrafted. And it marks the second straight year that Memphis didn't have anyone drafted.
Yeah,
I don't care because Blake Watson's an NFL running back, and the Broncos clearly believe that he can help. He got a $25,000 signing bonus and $250,000 salary guarantee per Tom Pelissero from the Denver Broncos. So a great,
deal.
It's a good deal for an undrafted free agent.
Right.
It really is. It's like one of the best deals. I think at the time that the news was reported, he had the highest in terms of salary guarantee among undrafted free agents. Now, there's a lot of those. I don't know if that's still holding up, but he is. He's clearly well thought of by the NFL, even though he didn't get drafted. He'd been projected maybe as a late-round pick, a sixth or seventh-round pick.
Yes.
And I know it's disappointing not to hear your name called, but a lot of these times, man, you get yourself in the best situation. Now, you know, Broncos, you know, with Williams and everybody, they've got a stable of backs, it feels like. So we'll see in terms of his ability to sort of move up the depth chart and make that team. We'll see what it looks like. But I'm happy for Blake Watson. I will say this, back to the point about, you know, Memphis not having anybody over the last 2 years after having that run of, you know, Pollard and Antonio Gibson. You were just sending guys, it felt like, you know, year after year. Taj Washington got drafted. Did you realize that?
I did not realize that.
Yeah, I was looking through you know, draft grades, and I didn't realize, I wasn't watching when it happened, but the former Memphis receiver who transferred out to USC to play with Caleb Williams was drafted by the Miami Dolphins, round seven with pick 241. And so while I realize that's not a current sitting Tiger, you do have a guy who was actually a big contributor for the Tigers that did go. I would count him if I'm Ryan Silverfield.
Yes.
If I could, you know, yeah. Again, folks hold.
I'm sure he got NIL money to go to USC, too.
It's unfortunate that you know, it's in those Blake Watson stories about his signing that you have that line in there about you haven't had any players the last 2 years. What's clear at Memphis, and I have to give Ryan Silverfield credit here, in the last 2 years, especially this past offseason, you get Mario Anderson, the running back from South Carolina, you've done really well in the transfer portal, and the talent level has gone up. So while he hasn't had the, you know, maybe the Pollards and Antonio Gibsons, those standouts that absolutely were draft picks, he has raised the level, there is no question, of talent at Memphis, and hopefully done so much, especially in retaining Seth Hennigan, that you're now, you know, powerhouse when it comes to the AAC. They should easily be the preseason favorite to win the AAC because of where that talent level is now. And so it kind of gets held against you that you didn't have anybody named. But I would tell you that, you know, for the most part, Ryan Silverfield's got that thing set up to click going into next season. So Blake Watson officially gets a deal. I do believe there were a couple of more undrafted free agents, but Blake Watson was the guy – Again, 192 carries. You know why he didn't get drafted? Because what I read is only 189 pounds.
Oh,
the NFL wanted him at 200. Okay. He had a great pro day, ran the time that he wanted to, great out of the backfield, 53 catches for 480 yards to go with the 1,152 rushing yards. But he's only 189 pounds. And I think that's part of the reason why. Now, I think I heard Silverfield say at the spring game that he had upped his weight.
Yeah.
And either got there or gotten close to it. But I think, you know, he's so diminutive.
Yeah.
That I think it was held against him. Running backs are already up against it in terms of the league, how they are valued now. But I'm hopeful that this is a good situation for Blake Watson. Jalen Allen also signed with the Broncos.
He's with the Broncos.
As an undrafted free agent. He was captain for Memphis last year at 41 tackles, 2 sacks. And then Joe Skates did 2 seasons at Memphis, came home from Iowa State.
Yep.
He's with the Jaguars. I want to make sure I got those other UDFAs. From Memphis on there as well. So Joe Skate's going to have a shot with the Jaguars, and you got 2 in with the Broncos and Blake Watson and Jalen Allen. But congratulations to Blake Watson. He saw it very early on, said it may be the first or second game I saw him. This guy's going to be playing on Sundays. Again, looks like it's going to, you know, he's going to have to fight early on for time and to climb up a depth chart. But I've got no doubt whether Blake Watson, whether he does it for the Denver Broncos or for someone else, he's going to stick. He'll put that weight on. He'll stay up there. Blake Watson's going to be fine. But congratulations, shout out to him. And yeah, Taj Washington, drafted by the Miami Dolphins, former Memphis receiver, transferred out to USC. There's one, a former Tiger who got drafted. There's your news on Tigers in the draft.
Next story.
I did see that Canton Arku also got in camp with the Dolphins.
Camp
so
deal.
They get a camp deal, which is good. I'm actually adding a bonus one in here from Tom Pelissero. This is reported by him and Ian Rappaport that 3-time Pro Bowl running back Ezekiel Elliott has agreed to terms with the Cowboys pending physical. I just saw this when you were talking about Tom's reporting. Tony Pollard's gone, obviously, to the Titans. Elliott coming off a strong finish to his lone season in New England. He finished strong. The beginning wasn't so great, but it's feed Zeke time once again for the Cowboys. What do you think of the return for Ezekiel Elliott? Does he add anything to that roster on
yes,
a return?
Yes, because they have nothing. Dowdle and Deuce Vaughn, I believe, are
Vaughn
the running
was the
backs.
Feature.
Both of those guys, smaller guys that weren't going to do the between the tackles running. I think it's smart to bring him back. I think you never should have let him leave.
Right.
Because, frankly, I mean, he was the complement that Pollard needed. You know, that's why that worked so well. You weren't running Pollard into the ground because Ezekiel would do a lot of the red zone
goal line
and
stuff.
Between the tackles work.
Yeah.
And so you really never should have let him walk to the Patriots the way that you did. You should have kept him, restructured the deal, whatever it was. And with him on the decline,
right.
So, you know, and having, you know, his full career in Dallas seems like, you know, that would have been a possibility, that he would have agreed to a restructure if you had done it rather than let him go. So I think you've wasted, you know, a year when he should have been in there last year. That offense in terms of the red zone would have looked a lot better. It's smart. I think it's a year too late. But they absolutely need a they didn't draft a running back. We all said they're going to get one in the
so
draft because what you don't have is the big guy.
Right.
So they go out and they're going to pay Ezekiel Elliott. Now, Jerry Jones has said he is all in on this season. It doesn't look like it looks like they've sort of been saving up for whether it's having to re-sign Micah, you know, CD, Dax coming up here, although he's got all the leverage. And like Jerry's been saying, but he says he's all in. You know, going back and getting Ezekiel Elliott, it's, you know, you're playing an old song. I do think based on what you've got, you needed him. But nobody's going to fear Ezekiel Elliott at this point in his career.
Banged
either.
Up.
He's not going to be dynamic for you.
Yep.
You're going to have to get that from the two smaller backs that you've got. We'll see if it works out. You've got to get a run game to add to Dak. That red zone offense was not good last year. You're putting too much pressure on CD and Dak down in the red zone. Get you a running game. Hopefully Ezekiel Elliott can help out with that.
Next story.
All right, I predicted this. That's why I'm bringing it up. It's
a
story over at The Athletic. Phil Simms, Boomer Esiason, gone on that CBS NFL Today show. What did I say? It's too much
of
the same thing.
I remember this when we were talking about hosts.
I said it was too much of the same thing.
Same person,
At the
basically.
Time, I think we were talking about
that's right, Jason.
Where Jason Kelsey was, how he was a free agent, obviously, and most of these pregame shows were eager to bring him in. And that's Phil and Boomer have just kind of run its course.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of who they're bringing in to replace, you tell me what you think about Matt Ryan replacing those guys. Boring.
Seems light. Even though they're sort of the same.
The few times I've heard him, he is not impressed.
Out of the two of them, like Boomer does a local radio show in New York City. I liked Boomer. I agree with your take, though. He and Phil offer the same thing, but it doesn't quite have teeth if it's Matt Ryan. Like, what does Matt Ryan add to the mix here?
Well, CBS says they've had him on the fast track and that he's been good for him so far. He had... lower down in the game, he's sort of been working his way up at broadcast. It teamed with Catalan and Tiki Barber on some games this year. Okay. Also appeared on a variety of their studio platforms, it says. So I guess they've taken a look at him previously and thought, okay, he can handle it. The best move was...
Seems kind of generic to me.
I'm with you. The best move was getting Esiason and getting Esiason out of there, getting Phil Sims out of there.
I think that's fair.
They're using the same old adages they've been using for the last... You know, it's just gotten old. From that standpoint, so I do agree with the youth movement. Yep. Again, I'm not being ageist here. I think that's smart. I just don't know that Matt Ryan brings it.
I agree.
Just don't know that Matt Ryan brings it.
No.
So from that standpoint, I'm not very impressed by who they brought in. I guess they're still going to try to go after Kelce. Has he signed? I haven't seen any news that Jason Kelsey has picked a spot yet.
He's going to be great, though. I have no doubts about that. You saw him in the Super Bowl. Like, he's a star.
Oh. Absolutely.
I mean, he's going to get paid, though, but I'm sure Matt Ryan's deal won't be as much as what Jason Kelce will get.
He's got absolutely everything you want in terms of the personality. Yeah. He's just coming off the field, so you know he can speak to the current NFL game as opposed to some of these older guys.
He's one of the few people that you can take him seriously when he's talking about X's and O's and coaching you on football, but also be the guy who can do a keg stand on the side and you think it's the same person. Mm. And so you don't see that sort of compliment. Like Tom Brady, for example. Tom Brady's not going to be hooping and hollering on the sidelines and doing crazy stuff, but you do take him seriously when he's probably talking about X's and O's. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm with you on that.
Nice combination of skill set. So Jason will be great.
We'll see how it works out. I got one more.
Okay. Next story.
Just real quick, and it depends on which grader you like to use, but ever since I've been a little boy, I've always referred back to my go-to has been Mel Kiper's grades. Now, The Athletic does a great job, and they've got, team-by-team grades as well. But Mel has long been the GOAT. He's kind of, as Greenberg said, he's the guy who invented the NFL draft. That's
right.
How long
he's
been around. So I figured, at least with the teams that we care about around here, Tennessee Titans, who took J.C. Latham. The big offensive lineman in the first
round
did not get Joe Alt. Uh-huh. He gives a C+.
Woo.
Yeah.
That doesn't feel good.
Yeah. Yes, the offense ranked 31st in sack rate per drop back last season, allowed 64 sacks, which were the second most in the history of the franchise. But as I wrote Thursday night, I have doubts about whether Latham can play left tackle.
Oh, no.
And so
they have to convert him.
His thing is value at that spot. And if you've gotten a guy that can't play left tackle, did you need to take him number 7? He says reach for the nose tackle that you got, Tavondre Sweat. And so Mel was not a fan of the Titans. What do you have? 7 draft picks here. Cedric Gray, the linebacker out of North Carolina, also got you hit corner. You addressed that with Jarvis Brownlee out of Louisville. Got a wide receiver, Jaquan Jackson out of Tulane, safety late, James Williams, and then an edge rusher from Michigan. But Mel, not so impressed.
That sucks.
No, Mel not so impressed by what the Titans did. Listen, I just question, Pollard coming in as the guy to put with Tajay Sharpe? Like, how does that work?
I don't get it.
Yeah. Are they
the same type of run as
that's
you
my
have
point.
Before?
So that's the same thing we sort of said about
Cowboys,
Dallas last year. Like, who's your between the tackles runner? And so I'm happy for Tony Pollard that he got paid, I'm just not sure about how that's going to work. We'll go up to the who Mel said did well. The Bears ended up only getting a B from Mel. They're not one of his A winners.
They didn't get an A from him.
Nah. Mm-hmm. He didn't Mel B because he thought we reached on the
punter,
which I'm not worried about. Back up here to if he leads the league in punting, who cares? If you got
that's
him early in the fourth round, if you got him.
If he's amazing at his skill, I mean, it's worth it.
You got him later on. As far as A's, the Arizona Cardinals, who went on and took Marvin Harrison Jr. very smartly, as well as, they're 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. Just by quantity alone, they're bringing in 12 guys. You figure some of those are going to hit. You know Marvin Harrison is. Mm-hmm. He's got them up at the top because of the depth of the class. He's got the Eagles, who went corner. And a position that they absolutely needed to. Their secondary was awful last year. You know about Cooper DeJean?
No. Tell me about him.
White corner.
Okay. Now, this would be a perfect story
for me and John.
If he was here, he's the advocate for the Caucasian cornerbacks.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to stand up for him. This poor man, it's almost like a question like we would ask just out of fun, just with the stuff we do here. But this poor man was asked during his interview after being selected, is being a white corner going to keep you from getting an opportunity?
The same cat he's from Iowa as well.
And was an absolute stud, white corner.
Yeah.
I went back and read. There's stories about this. There hasn't been a starting white cornerback since Sehorn, Jason Sehorn. That's decades ago, okay, from the New York Giants. So this doesn't happen a lot.
Wow.
And so you can understand the question, but it needed to be rephrased differently.
What are you talking about?
Is it going to keep him from getting an opportunity? He was picked in the second round. He's going to get every opportunity possible.
He ran a 4.41.
There's a way to ask that question about sort of being the minority. Being the one. Let's be real. It's not even minority at your position. There's a way to ask that question without sounding so damn stupid about, you know, do you think being a white quarterback is going to keep you from getting the opportunity? They drafted him to be a white cornerback in the second round. They got high hopes for Cooper DeJean.
He was good. I'm looking at his stuff from Iowa.
Dude,
like,
he's a
stud.
He's legit.
Now, he's strong, too.
I guarantee you, he has not fooled
physical.
These scouts. He was a second-round pick for a reason.
Yeah.
I think some thought he might go in the first, if I'm not mistaken. He's that good. But, yes.
I'm not going to question the Eagles at this point.
They hit their needs, which was a corner.
No.
They got a couple of those. They were like Detroit. They hit corner with their first two picks. They got the Quinyon Mitchell kid out of Toledo as well. First round
22.
Pick to go with Cooper DeJean. Also gives the Steelers an A-.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of what they did, but particularly because it's not going to matter because they have Russell Wilson and Justin Fields at quarterback.
Yeah.
That's what they don't have is a quarterback situation, a reliable quarterback. But for the draft, Mel liked it. Again, their numbers, you know, they had 9 picks. Bears only had 5.
Yeah.
They had 4. They had Trey back in the last round. You know, some of these small classes – you know, it's hard to find a ton of value, again, because you're going to miss on some of these.
Yep.
And that's why you get penalized. Commanders, who obviously took Jaden Daniels number 1, he's got as well with an A-. Those are the A teams, again, the Commanders, the Steelers, the Eagles, and the Cardinals. I do not understand how he's got the not have the Bears as an A. They're an A. They're number 1 in just about every other, you know, draft grade piece that you read. And then the Kansas City Chiefs, he's got with a B+. The fact that they were able to add Xavier Worthy after making that trade with the Bills is ridiculous. It's the fastest guy in the draft, kind of like a Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
But he's not saying he's
people are scared about that he's going to be amazing because they're doing it again.
KC more weapons so they can go and three-peat. The team that, you know, has been a rival of theirs for the last couple of years. So KC even just getting him. But they also addressed offensive line. Got a tight end for maybe the years that you know, Kelsey, you know, he's got, a year or two left? So they went and got Jared Wiley from TCU in the 3rd round. You know, that'll be a guy that, you know, maybe in the future is taking over for Travis Kelsey. But overall, I tell you, I mean, Detroit with the corners they got, you know, Minnesota getting J.J. McCarthy, like I said, a lot of the teams in the NFC North had good drafts. And so that's why I see that division on the rise like we talked about in cap or no cap.
Up north.
I think going to be the best division in football following this draft, the NFC, well, in football, in the NFC, and then try to, again, see if you can go up and catch the AFC North.
Surprisingly, Mel gave the Falcons a C. He liked their defensive drafts later, cornerback, receiver, but he hates, obviously, that number 8 pick with, you know, because Cousins is there, and they go get Penix. It is still baffling they did that, but he still gave him a C.
Yeah, he didn't go. That's the lowest grade he gave. Believe it or not, because the rest of them are C+.
I thought you gave an F.
Exactly.
No Fs.
And the Athletic rightly has the Atlanta Falcons, who, again, that was foolish.
Ridiculous.
It's foolish to pay Kirk Cousins $100 over 2 years and then go get a quarterback who's 24 right now, wouldn't be 26. That's just through 2 years. They signed Kirk to a 4-year deal.
Yeah.
This is not Green Bay.
No.
You are not Super Bowl contenders while your current quarterback plays like that was with Aaron Rodgers. No, it's a much different situation. So I would have given the Falcons an F, absolutely, just for what they did there at the top of the lump.
Next story.
We got one more, and this is football out of Memphis. This is basically your Memphis Showboats update. The Memphis Showboats officially suck. They are 1-4. Third third in the USFL conference after losing, and Mark Giannato witnessed this himself in person with his one of his kids at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium.
I did it last year.
Yeah, that's a tough watch, buddy. That is a tough watch. There were 7,640 humans at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium to watch a 35-18 loss to the Michigan Panthers. They're third, but they're 1-4. Case Cookus was available, but they started Troy Williams, who went 19 of 37. That sounds good, Jason, until you watch the fact that he had two interceptions, gave up a fumble early, and they were down 19-0 right out of the gate in the first half. And this was an embarrassing loss, and I don't know how much longer we're going to have Showboats football, Jason.
Brad's right. I mean, it may sound like an exaggeration, but I've been fearing the same thing. You're already one of the lowest attended, if not the lowest attended, team franchise in the league. It doesn't feel like ticket sales are really doing. And here's the thing. You have to give Memphis a winning product. And for two straight years now, it feels like, no, they haven't. Last year, they made the little run to get back to 500.
Yeah.
Right, made the run. And then I think they got to 5-3 and then lost their final two.
Yeah.
5-3 or 5-2, lost their final. Then you're out of commission. You know, we had gone out. I'd taken my son out there. Tried to give it a chance.
Yep.
Sounds like Mark Giannato tried to do the same thing with his son this weekend. I still think from a you know, from a presentation standpoint.
It was an entertaining
from
watch.
From a presentation standpoint, they're doing a good job. There's enough for kids with the bouncies and all the throwing stuff and everything else that they can. You can have a fun time. But, guys, you don't have a winner in Memphis.
Right.
We're not going out there. It's just the case here. It's the case for most cities, but you have to double down on that here. And I think that's unfortunate because if you had a team that's had Birmingham-like success the last couple of years, listen, man, I mean, you know, I know it was a different time that we had the Showboats back here in the 80s, but that team was good. You know, there were thousands up in Simmons Bank, and you had great talent, Reggie White and some others.
They tried
to bring that sort of back and do a throwback. This, you know, the other thing that hurt it, Brett, I mean, you didn't bring, and I realize, I guess, you know, contractually they couldn't, but you didn't bring back the old Showboats gear, so we didn't tap back into the nostalgia of those old Showboats.
Right.
So when you don't have that, and then you have a loser out there, right, it's just tough. It's just tough. And now I was asking a guy in Birmingham, you know, and they're, what, two-time champs. I think it's back-to-back champions for the Birmingham Stallions, who, by the way, come here next week. So it's probably going to be a loss next week for the Showboats as well. But I was talking to him about the situation there. The Birmingham folks go to those games.
Yes. New stadium.
They're all the way in. It's a nice stadium. The team is good, not just good. They're a contender. They're right there. But he was telling me, too, that, you know, while it looks good and they've had a good time supporting that team, he doesn't think the league's going to last next year.
St. Louis is doing great. They're getting 35. Those are the two big ones.
I hadn't considered the league folding after next year. I had just considered, okay, if we keep going the route we're on here in Memphis, they're going to relocate.
Well, they're not practicing here, which is, I think you do need to kind of own up in the city.
It's not just the Showboats, though. That's the entire league that's based out of Arlington.
And
hopefully in years to come, maybe you can get more of these guys, but you don't have that city component where they're actually out in the city, you know, also trying to drum up support and everything else. So there's just, there's so many factors going against it. But namely, number one, that is just a bad product on the field right now. I think that was their first second half touchdowns of the year with your guy after that slow start. And so it's been that bad in terms of what's been on the field. You know,
you don't know these guys.
DeFilippo would have a better plan.
Like, names, too. Like, Tim Buckley and Case Cookus. No average person. I'm an average football fan.
Maybe if you had a Tiger out there or something.
Like, when Johnny Football was here, that was a big talker. Like, I don't care what anybody, he was sucky, but, like, that kind of does something for your brand.
I mean, it helps in some little way. And they don't have any of that kind of
buzz,
it doesn't feel like.
Sure.
Again, even just a local, you know, product that you would get behind, or fans would come up remembering him from college, whether it's Memphis, whether it's Ole Miss, whatever else. I didn't want to do a Showboats update today, but I guess we have to.
It's a service to the community, Jason.
We have to address it, because it is happening at Simmons Bank. And again,
that's right.
I think if I'm not mistaken, and I've stopped paying attention, but they have the Birmingham Stallions coming in here this weekend.
Seems like you're pretty plugged in.
So it's a last gasp effort here at relevance, if you can knock off.
You're not going to go to the two-time the Stallions game?
No, I think I'm going to find, I'd rather saw a board.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Get the kids on the bounce. You're kind of the kiss of death with these teams. You go see the hustle once, the attendance drops immediately. You go see the Showboats.
That's because I only have to go once. I only have to go once to tell you whether
tickets,
or not this thing's going to be a success or not.
Yeah.
Yes, and as soon as I got down there with season tickets, I knew with the hustle, I said, no.
Over.
Yeah, I wasn't even sitting front row.
over. Yeah, you didn't even
but
get
the best seat
in the house.
Front row.
Did you move down?
You damn right I did.
Of course.
For that money. That was the only season tickets
what
I ever bought
spend,
in my
What did you spend on Hustle
over
tickets?
Thousand, over a thousand on Hustle tickets. The craziest.
Wow, that was quite a
craziest purchase of my life. Telling myself,
you know what, though? Look, they're still there. They're still there.
There is no you know what, Brad. It's only bad. It's only bad.
I'm now, trying to dress it up.
Yeah, they should be giving the entire community tickets. to come see them. Now, the success on the court has been
and the you know, players are moving around and they're stars.
I mean, Gigi and these guys, they've actually been pretty good.
Laravia played a whole half a season there.
It's still G League basketball.
That's
so
fair.
I can't. I'm sorry.
Go
Bogues. We've got much more to do, including Respect Burgers at 1:25. You know, make sure you're around. Norton Herd IV going to come on and talk about a big weekend, not just for Team Thad. They went 2-1 over the weekend, that one loss to the best team in the country. But also, we've got some numbers for you from J.J. Greer and Memphis Tourism on the economic impact of this weekend's EYBL event over at the Memphis Sports and Events Center. It was also at P7 over in Cordova, for those of you all that know that gym. So they were all over town this weekend. They were in hotel rooms. We'll give you the update on that. Again, Herd coming up at 1:25. Respect Burgers at 1. You're listening to Jason John, 929 FM.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
ESPN. State. The Live Love Memphis Group. It's Jennifer Carstensen's team. And Jennifer Carstensen is a great Memphian. Because, again, when she envisioned building her business, it wasn't just to, you know, be successful, make money, employ people. She thought in doing so, she could help Memphis. And how so? By lowering rentership. She really, really loves working with first-time homebuyers. You know, folks who are renting right now have always had the dream of home ownership, but never know, you know, how do we get there? Don't know how the path. How much can we afford? You know, where should we be looking? That's why you call Jennifer Carstensen. She specializes, again, in helping first-time homebuyers, 625-5200. She'll find you that path if it's possible at all. She's going to find you the path. She did it for the Vannemans. She did it in terms of selling my home, a situation I was underwater on, didn't think I'd be able to get out of. She's helped so many folks. Again, that's it. You know, house by house, family by family, she's trying to make Memphis a better place. So, again, know that when you call Jennifer Carstensen, she ain't just looking out for herself. She's looking out for you. She wants to put you in a better situation. She's certainly done that for me. Changed my life. That's no exaggeration. My wife and I are forever indebted to her. Again, that number, very important, 625-5200. It is the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency. All right, at 1 o'clock here, top of the hour, we are going to do Respect Burgers. But I mentioned this last hour, that this weekend, obviously, and we talked about a lot in terms of what was going to happen on the court with Team Thad Program Director and Coach Norton Herd, who will again join us at 1:25 today, talk about what happened last week when we had him on Wednesday. We talked about, you know, the fact that they were going to be facing the Oakland Soldiers, one of the best teams in the country. Jasper Johnson, one of his players, a top 10 prospect basically for 2025, who had long been considered a Kentucky lean, at one point put out 10 schools, didn't have Memphis involved, but has reopened his recruitment since Cal's left. Mm. He's had him as well. So there's always a lot to talk about on the court with Team Thad, but it wasn't just Team Thad this weekend in the EYBL event. You obviously had dozens and dozens of 17 16 younger groups as well, teams coming into town for the EYBL tournament. It wasn't just played at the Memphis Sports and Events Center, but also at P7, the gym over in Cordova, I believe off of Walnut Grove. Yeah, it's that turn. If you don't look over there and see a road, you'll pass right by it. But P7, Memphis Sports and Events Center, what it amounted to was 5,000-plus hotel room nights.
Wow.
According to J.J. Greer, who's with Memphis Tourism, handles events for them. Fantastic job in getting the EYBL to come back. Remember, this is the second straight year that they've made a stop in Memphis. Last year, it was the final of the four sessions before they head to North Augusta for the Peach Jam over in South Carolina. This year, it was the first of the four sessions, so a little bit earlier in the schedule. And by the looks of it, I'll be real honest with you, got out there Saturday intending to go and see that, heard that Team Thad and Oakland Soldiers game, and the parking lot was packed. If you have seen pictures from the game, there it was standing room only. And so when I saw that line and that parking with Chris, and we weren't talking media and go cover it for what this was, I was going to be going in as a fan if I was going, man, we were going to be backed up. And so we decided to turn away. Apparently many of you all did not, okay, and went on in it. And again, in terms of the economic impact, 5,000-plus hotel room nights, according to J.J. Greer, that all adds up to $2.8 million in economic impact. Again, just the second time this has come to town. I think it's only going to go up. And here's the other thing about it. J.J. sent me in the text. We remember last year we were asking him, what are the chances that you can get it back? You know, so Nike likes to rotate these things from time to time and move session spots. What are the chances you can get it back from Memphis in that beautiful Memphis Sports and Events Center? Last year, he was hopeful and obviously was able to bring it back. This year, it says, great event, and we look forward to welcoming them back next year. Sounds very optimistic that this is going to be, at least for the time being. And we'll talk to Hurd more about that. He's tied in with those Nike execs, so he, too, will have a feel about how Nike has felt about its stop, putting the stop here in Memphis. But, man, it's been a success for two straight years. And, again, having that Team Thad organization in it, while it's got players from all over the, you know, sort of all over the area in terms of all over the country on that team, it is the Memphis home team in terms of on that Nike YBL circuit. And so I think, you know, Hurd telling everybody last week, man, y'all come out and support. Clearly the message was heard by the city because that place was packed. But more importantly, just for the city itself, and Hurd made this point in several stories, saw with the commercial appeal and everything else, you know, we so much bad news of late with our city, crime, shootings, murder. We know that on a daily basis. We see the headlines. Great when you can get, you know, this positive impact for your city. That Memphis Sports and Events Center was built, you know, with the hope of being able to draw events, prestigious events like this, and help the city in doing so and fill those hotel rooms. Well, they got it done. They absolutely got it done over the weekend. So shout out to Memphis Tourism. Shout out to Nike as well for keeping it here. Seems like it went off without a hitch. I remember, I didn't hear of any break-ins or anything. No. With some of these events, man, parking lots will get hit.
Yeah.
But I remember going out there last year, and they had that thing. They had that parking lot locked up with police, everything else. So you had safety. You had everything you wanted. From everything I read, was a great experience for all the out-of-town folks that came in. Of course, we'll talk more about it. Specifically about the prospects themselves. Team Thad was going up against the number one prospect in the country. And again, about what Team Thad did at 125 when we bring on Coach Norton Hurd the fourth. But by all accounts, Brad, a very, very successful weekend for the EYBL and one that we hope will, again, convince them, hey, there's no reason to change this session. Whether it's first session, fourth session, second or third, we want to have a stop in Memphis. And it just makes sense. Yes. With Memphis being the basketball mecca that it is, with the ability to get flights in here and everything else, it just makes sense that hopefully Nike will continue to bring it back.
Well, and I think the Memphis, speaking specifically about the Memphis Sports and Events Center, and you've seen it, I've seen it. If you have not seen the joint, because there's a good contingency of people
that still haven't been over there,
who have not seen this thing, because it's a normal building, although it's 200,000 square feet
it's
or whatever.
Huge.
It's just gigantic. It's not, you can't describe it and really get the full value of it until you see it, but it's got a full size, what you could do an indoor soccer game in on one side, and they've expanded that where you could have multiple courts there. There's several built-in courts on one side. They've had volleyball tournaments. They've had indoor soccer.
It seems like they keep it busy. Every time I
seems
look
like
up,
it. Yeah.
You know, they've got something in there.
And I know they want something in there all the time to try to get the max value out of this, because it's in a location where you're getting downtown hotel rooms, that Memphis Memphis Inn Hotel in the Overton area, and then you also have East Memphis involved to max out the hotel rooms. But I think Jarvis's son, this is a great opportunity for him and for the city. And you have to be one of these destinations here because you can get the folks from Mississippi. There are friends of mine from St. Louis that come down here on the basketball circuit. Mm-hmm. Atlanta's coming up here now, Little Rock and Nashville, so you're in a good spot for it. It's a cool place. I mean, it's and then they do the food trucks. You were probably there when they did the food trucks outside. I mean, their concession game's pretty strong.
I think, as you're talking there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.